Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the Borge Raw studio. Ross has returned from his little trip. Where'd you go?
Duquesa. Shout out all the Marbayan people. It's a lovely place.
Man's come back looking tanned.
It is what it is. A nice decompression after England let us down. And Italy let me down. Needed to decompress before the 24-25 Premier League season. And season three of Borge Raw.
Season three of Borge Raw is here. And today we're going to be kicking it off with a Premier League 24-25 transfer special. We're doing a tier list ranking of some of the more notable incomings into the Premier League this season.
Indeed. So I've collected 20 incomings. There's been more, but some are like meh. And I've covered, hopefully, pretty much all the teams in the league that are worth transfer talking about.
The ones that have actually made transfers.
And yeah, we're going to rank them in a tier list from elite transfer, bad boy moves, very good. We'll talk about each transfer, kind of like the price, blah, blah, the player. Below that, solid move, good stuff. Then in the middle is average. Below that, no thanks, we don't want that. And then right at the bottom, that is a stinker move. What's happened there? And we'll start with my boys. Yesterday, as we're recording, they announced the most handsome Don to ever grace the Premier League, Ricardo Calafiori.
Yeah, he's a good-looking boy.
Like, outrageously good-looking boy. And he's joined from Bologna.
Good at football as well.
£42 million. Where do you... So, 22 years old, £42 million. Came off the back of a good Euros with Italy. Italy as a whole probably disappointed, but he was the kind of standout player.
Yeah.
And then for Bologna, he was like the star man in that defence that got Champions League football. Under Thiago Motta. Yeah. How do you feel about Calafiori?
Just dropped a video on Calafiori not too long ago, so if you want to check that out. But yeah, Calafiori, wow. He's like a Rolls Royce of a defender. He can play centre-back, he can play left-back, he joins the midfield, he gets up the pitch as well. I think even before the Euros, he would have been a signing that many people would have been keeping their eyes on. And I think the Euros only sort of elevated his profile. I think he's such a good signing. And we said in the video that he's almost going to be brought in to do what Ben White has done, but on the other side. Arsenal's left-hand side has been so-so. Zinchenko's not really been it. We've seen Tomiyasu play there. Obviously, Timber's been brought in, but he was injured all of last season. And he could play at left-back, so left centre-back, so he can offer some competition for Gabriel. But I expect him playing at left-back, Ryan. I think he's a top-quality signing.
Yeah.
And we said about this, he's been brought in to fit straight into that team and compete at a high level. He could be that missing piece, which pushes Arsenal closer to that title.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think he is one of those players that's coming in to make a difference right now. I saw a tweet and it was, Arsenal have spent £240 million on defenders since Arteta's arrival. Now, that doesn't look good, but I would argue or rebuttal that with Pep Guardiola spent a hell of a lot of money transforming Man City's defence.
Yeah, agreed.
Spent £90 million to get Vardy Owen last summer. And I think this is kind of a similar transfer to that, where you're looking for a big centre-back that can play left-back.
Good on the ball.
Good on the ball, good going forward.
Handsome.
And yeah, so I think Arsenal already had the best defence in the league. So the argument is, do they need more defensive reinforcements? Maybe not. But when a player like this is on the market, it's like David Raya. We didn't need to get David Raya. But when a player that moves you up a level is available,
you need to take it.
And you need to take it. I think he is one of those players that will move us up a level.
You're not gonna win the league by being kind and by being soft with your transfer approach. You've got to go out there and get the very best.
100%.
And he is one of them. What's the top two tiers?
Elite transfer and then below that, solid move.
See, in my head, I have like elite transfers. It's like the world-beating transfers. But I don't think they have to necessarily be marquee signings to fit into that role.
I agree.
I really think he's been brought in to fulfill a missing opponent of the Arsenal team. Now they don't have to have Ben White always being sort of the outlet from the back. This guy can do it as well.
Agreed.
We could see him join, whether it's Jorginho or whoever is that sitting midfielder, allowing Rice to get up the pitch, allowing Odegaard to do his thing. Martinelli's going to be happy that he's got someone to support him on the left-hand side. I think this is an elite transfer.
I am not going to disagree with that. I think he's handsome. I think he's great. And yeah, I think he is an elite transfer.
I think for £42 million as well.
This day and age.
Yeah, especially when... Yeah, I don't think it's a bad sign at all.
Right, up next, We've got two Aston Villa signings. Aston Villa just got Champions League football for the first time in God knows how long. So they're spending like a Champions League team. One of the players we're going to talk about now, Ian Mattson, for £37.5 million from Chelsea.
Yeah, brilliant for Burnley, brilliant for Dortmund. And I think he's going to be brilliant for Villa. He's just so, he's so exciting to watch. And yeah, I just think that is the elk of signing that they need to be making.
100%.
Maybe, I wouldn't even say a tad unproven, because he was good in the, they went to a Champions League final with Dortmund.
Exactly. He joined Dortmund in the January transfer window. And as soon as he joined, was pretty much one of the first names on the team sheet. Yeah, like you said, got him all the way to Champions League final. Very solid player. Had a really good time at Burnley as well.
Yeah.
It's weird that Chelsea, and I guess it's an academy product. You know what Chelsea like at the moment, selling academy products. If they can turn straight profit on him, they will. But yeah, I think this is a very good move.
Yeah, I think 30 to sort of 40 million bracket is probably where he's, what he's worth.
Still only 22.
Exactly. A player for the future as well. I think this is a solid signing.
Solid move or elite transfer?
Solid move.
Solid move. I agree.
I don't think he's not going to take Aston Villa to sort of be challenging for top four again. I don't think he's going to be the one that gets them out of a Champions League group. But I think he very much solidifies. He just brings more attacking prowess.
Very good depth as well. Yeah. Yeah. He can play left wing as well if they need to. Yeah,
I think
really
it's a really solid transfer.
And then Aston Villa followed that up with another signing, a big one, 50 million. Amadou Onana from Everton.
My name's not Andre, mate.
Jeez. 50 million. So as soon as he joined Everton, there was already links. I think Man United were interested, Arsenal were interested. But like 50 million, I think he's really good.
He is really good.
Belgium international, he's been pretty solid in his time at Everton. But 50 million seems a bit mad.
So they obviously lost Douglas Luiz.
Yeah.
And they've gone for like a semi-like for like. I don't think they're exactly the same player.
I think Douglas Luiz is a lot better on the ball.
Yeah.
Probably like game IQ's a bit higher.
I think this is a lot of money for this man. But I think there was a lot of interest. And that interest is probably warranted. Although, I think Everton were quite happy to take that 50 million.
Oh, yeah, I think Everton laughing.
I think a lot of those fans were thinking, yeah, he's a very talented player.
Yeah.
But I'm not sold yet. I haven't seen enough to warrant a £50 million price tag. And for me, I think it's like bang average.
I think for 50 million, it's a bit mad.
This transfer is going to go one of two ways. He's not going to go there and be average. He's either going to go there and excel and be fantastic, or he's going to be one of those players that's just going to drop off the face of the planet.
Their midfield is pretty stacked at the moment. I know that you said that they lost Douglas Luiz, and I think they're going to lose Jacob Ramsey to Spurs potentially. But they've got Boubacar Kamara in there, who I think is probably a better DM than him anyway. John McGinn's in there. They got Morgan Whittaker that came in?
They've got Tielemans.
Tielemans as well. So they've got good players in that midfield. And yeah, obviously he'll play. 50 million, you've got to play him.
Emery very rarely gets it wrong with his transfers.
Mm.
And I think this is a bit of a risky one. And I think because he was available, they might have overpaid a little bit.
Mm.
But he was never going to stay at Everton, I don't think. I'm not sold yet. Bang average for me.
All right. Up next is Brentford. They signed a fella called Igor Thiago. I didn't know about him either. From Bruges for 30 million. I'll give you stats. Last season, 18 goal involvements, 16 goals, 2 assists. 30 million for 18 goal involvements. They're probably going to lose Ivan Toney this summer.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be, Thiago's going to be like the replacement, I guess.
Mean, this is another thing that Brentford have done really well. I mean, Their striker recruitment's been fantastic, from Mope to Watkins, even Benrahma when they had him, and now Toney. They very rarely get it wrong.
Yeah, facts.
They've got good recruitment. I just think Ivan Toney's boots are very big and it's going to be very hard to fill. 30 million, it's not a load of money, but it's a lot of money for a club like Brentford. And I think they need to make some wholesale changes, because I know they had their injury crisis last season, but I think this season is going to be the hardest one yet for them.
Yeah.
Especially if they lose Toney for forever. I don't know if this is the guy. Maybe you need to go a little bit more Prem proven. But, like I said, they very rarely get it wrong.
Average for now.
I think average for now.
Average for now. Right, up next, Brighton. just lost Pascal Gross to Dortmund, which is a big loss. We've done a Pascal Gross video. Check that
We're
out.
We're big Pascal Gross fans.
We are indeed. They've signed Mats Wiefer from Feyenoord, 25 million. I'll give you a stat on him. Wiefer averaged 2.52 points per Eredivisie match. No Dutch player with a minimum of 50 games in the Eredivisie has a better average. That's better than Johan Cruyff, Seedorf, special player.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nuts point.
Box to box, good passer, good energy. I think so.
That's kind of what Brighton need.
Yeah.
Is that carrier.
Yeah, so they lost, obviously, Bissouma, and then they got Caicedo and lost him. I think he's another one of those kind of in the middle area.
Good, I think that's where
defensive awareness.
For me, where I would be looking to improve with Brighton. I think having a carrier, having someone who's progressive on the ball, it's only going to benefit them. I can't say I know too much about the geezer. I know Feyenoord have been really good under Arne Slot. Bang average, I guess.
I quite like this move. 25 million, I think, not actually that bad.
Another team with Dutch international recruitment.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Solid move, I reckon.
Solid move.
Right, up next, an interesting one. So we've spoke about Chelsea and their kind of...
Transfer strategy,
very weird.
Their fraudulent activities.
They signed Keane and Dewsbury Hall from Leicester for £30 million.
I mean, Leicester, massive trouble financially.
Mm.
Big trouble. I mean, I think they're starting the season on points deduction already. They had to sell. I think he's one of a few that will be going.
And make good value.
30 million. 30 million. He is a really good player. He's a really, really good player. He was one of their stand-up players the season they got relegated.
I think that's one of the pros, isn't it? Like, Chelsea's transfer strategy is just buy any kid from anywhere. And no kind of links to the manager or the style of play. But at least with Maresca and Dewsbury Hall, there's a link there. They know each other's style of play.
Very true.
So that will help the transfer. It won't be like one of these kids that...
I don't think he's like... Chelsea have got a squad full of, not elite players, but top-level players.
Yeah.
Especially youngsters who are on that cusp of being elite players, if it works out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really see him fitting into that bracket.
No,
it's not like a Cole Palmer.
He's a bit uninspiring. And to lose someone like Conor Gallagher, who I think they're losing to Atletico Madrid, is Dewsbury Hall just like a little bit worse version of Conor Gallagher?
Ooh, I don't know.
12 goals last season, 14 assists. It's actually a good return.
He was really good in the championship. But I think this just isn't... It's a weird transfer for Chelsea. It's not one of their... It's not their standard protocol.
No.
It's not a standard of player.
It reeks of like Maresca coming in and being like, I need someone.
It could be what they need.
You know? On a scale of Chelsea to Leicester, Leicester to Chelsea moves, is it a Kante or is it a Danny Drinkwater?
I'm leaning more towards Danny Drinkwater.
Same.
Because that club will bring in players and chew them up and spit them out into the recesses of the Saudi League or like Ligue 2.
What are we thinking?
What's the one below bang average?
No thanks.
I think it's a no thank you.
I think it's a no thank you as well.
I think Kieran Drewsby Hall should have said no thank you.
All right, up next is an interesting one. Crystal Palace signed Daichi Kamada from Lazio on a free transfer.
Someone who...
He's actually got a good pedigree, 27 years old, played a lot in the Bundesliga, actually played for Glasner at Frankfurt, so got that link.
Yeah, obviously lost Elise, massive loss. And we'll probably do a video ranking each team's overall transfer windows. Yeah. I think we just got to give him his dues here. Glasner came in and turned that club around. They were playing some fantastic football at the end of the season. Yet to see how it turns out without Elise. Obviously he missed large parts of the season through injury. So having someone who can play every game and offer even 60% of his attacking threat is going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how this sort of melds with Eze and Jean-Philippe Mateta, who could potentially be on his way out.
My guy wants Champions League football at a minimum.
But I think this could...
I think it's a free transfer as well.
Yeah, free... I was going to say, free transfer, you can't really go wrong.
Exactly.
Do you know what?
Solid move.
I think this could be a solid
move. Yeah, I think it could be a very underrated move. Right, up next, Everton. Illiman Ndiaye. So you've been interested in him and die. He was around in the championship when you were...
Yeah, when... Sheffield United's main man yeah. when they got promoted.
And then
lost
he left.
To Marseille yeah. before they even kicked off in the Premier League for like the 15th time round. Mm. Went to Marseille, had a horrific season.
Yeah.
Horrendous season. Could be the type of player that Everton need. Someone who's very techie, someone who can beat a man, someone who can get goals. He would be involved. His goal involvements will be off the chart of Everton get playing football. Yeah, don't know how to work under Daichi.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like when Richarlison moved to Everton.
Yeah, very similar sort of ilk there. I think this could prove beneficial. What's the transfer fee on that?
The transfer fee on that, £20 million.
I think that's probably what you would have paid for him from Sheffield United.
I don't hate it as a move, yeah.
Yeah, I think this maybe less...
Oh, average? Average says a bit
average,
harsh.
Average or solid... I think maybe solid.
Okay, I'll give it solid.
Yeah.
Right. Up next, we've got... This is a sad one for me personally. It's an emotional one. Not
this
ready
one
to
that's
talk
not
about.
Yet confirmed, but...
Not yet confirmed, but could be when this video comes out, because bloody Fabrizio said that all the... He's given it the here we go.
Yeah.
Emile Smith Rowe to join Fulham.
For
£27 million.
Bargain.
Do you know what? A lot of people say that Fulham go around picking up the big sixes, like leftovers.
Pereira.
Yeah. And I don't think this is the case. I think this is a very good move for Fulham.
I think this is a sign of intent.
Yeah.
Because Emile Smith Rowe is a... He, out of Saka, Martinelli and him, I think he had the highest ceiling. Genuinely did.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think he still might.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's had a horrendous time with injuries. He just can't seem to get over this same injury that reoccurs every time he thinks he's back fit. He steps on the pitch and something it's just not right. Mm. But he is an absolute baller. He's outrageous. And for a team like Fulham, he'll go in there. He'll be the main man. Mm. And I would love nothing more than to see him revitalise his career, make a run for that England team, World Cup 2026. Watch
mate,
out.
I totally agree. I think he's so good. That season where he broke in, got double-digit goals, which I think he was our top goal scorer that season. And yeah, he's just such a good player. And I think his issue at Arsenal was that he broke in, got the number 10 shirt, then got injured. And then I think our kind of level shot up massively while he was away.
Yeah.
And he, unluckily... just can't get back in because the team are flying.
What there was that point where, before you even brought Rice in, where they were talking, and Xhaka left, they were talking about him playing as that left eight, like playing the Xhaka role, and then Rice coming in and playing the six. And I thought, that'd be, I mean, you've got a midfield of Rice, Smith Rowe and Odegaard.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. You got the defensive machine, and then Odegaard and Emil Smith Rowe just dictating the play. The two of those sitting on the outside of the box, you're in trouble, mate.
Yeah.
But like you say, the main sort of darkness shrouding this transfer is the injuries. Can he get back fit? It maybe is a little bit of a punt for Fulham, spending £27 million on a player who's, I think, played like 10 minutes in 2 years. But it could pay dues. And I think this is a really solid signing.
Yeah, I think this is a solid move. If he can get playing. And see, under Marco Silva as well, I like him as a manager. I think he... brings out the best in quite a few players.
I'm kind of tempted to put this into elite. I think this is a bold move. And I think it will pay off. I really do.
I'll do it. I'll do it with you.
I really do.
Right, up next, Fulham again. Free transfer from Spurs. They got Ryan Sessegnon back.
Yeah, a man who left Spurs. I mean, he absolutely tore it up at the age of 16. Hmm. He was a goal contributions monster. Everyone thought he's the next best thing.
Yeah, in Fulham's season where they went back to the Prem, he scored 16 goals.
Mate, he was so good. And it just never kicked on at Spurs.
No.
Same thing sort of happened to Jed Spence.
Yeah.
Although he's making a bit of a resurgence in pre-season for Spurs. This guy is clearly talented. But yeah. Some people, they burn bright, but their fuse is short.
Jeez.
And it could be him.
Yeah, I like the idea of like going back to where you like grew up, your academy product there. You've got like... Yeah. You feel like at home there.
I think under a manager like Marco Silva as well, it's a very solid, but very... The system doesn't change. Mm. He knows what he's been brought in to do. I mean, he would have been an absolute freak of nature with Mitra up top. in the Premier League, getting on the end of those crosses.
Well, they got, what's that geezer that was bagging goals towards the end of last season?
Brazilian geezer, Muniz.
Yeah, kind of Muniz.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one could work out, but I really doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Really doubt it.
No thanks.
Free transfer.
Oh yeah, I think it's a free transfer. It can't be a no thanks.
It can't be a no thanks. I can't really put it into a stinker. It's got to be bang average, I think.
Bang average.
Although I
nah, solid. I'm going solid.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Right, up next. Omari Hutchinson from Chelsea to Ipswich for 18 million. Had a good season. Obviously, they got promoted. Chelsea signed him from Arsenal and then let him go immediately on loan to Ipswich.
Yeah. I mean, very good last season.
10 championship goals.
Not Prem proven. But he's going back to play under a manager in pretty much the same squad.
Mm.
I think he's solid.
I think, yeah, Ipswich, he was one of their main men last season. And it's always like a bit stinky when a newly promoted side has like players on loan in the championship. And then they get promoted and can't get that loan player back. Because that completely, like, I don't know, dismantles the system and can't, like, rely on that player. It's like, and we'll talk about him later, but, like, Flynn Downs and Taylor Harwood-Bellis for Southampton, key in their promotion push. To lose both of those who are loan players, like, kind of throws the whole system out of whack.
Yeah.
So to get those, and same with Omari Hutchinson, to get him again for a new season...
Yeah, it's got to be a solid signing.
I think it's a solid move.
We'll go back at the end and go through and see if we want to make any changes.
Right. Up next, Manchester United under new ownership, Ineos in charge, and they've come out two statement of intent signings.
Firing.
Right, let's start with Lenny Yoro from Lille for £58 million.
Yeah, part of the video we did, him or Calafiori, who's the better signing. I really like it. He's, in my opinion, been brought in as a young replacement for the departed Rafael Varane, who signed for Cesc Fabregas' Como, who we also did a video on last year. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
He's, as I was doing some research on him for the video, I think in my head I had him made out to be this quite like progressive player, really good with the ball at his feet, which he is. But what really stands out is his maturity. He plays like a veteran defender. Fantastic at winning the ball back. Hardly ever loses a ground duel. Pretty decent in the air as well. They brought in De Ligt as well.
No, they haven't.
Oh, they're going to bring in De Ligt. Sorry.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. I think they're going to bring in De Ligt.
Yeah.
Makes sense under Ten Hag.
That'd be a good partner.
And I think Martinez, if he's fit, De Ligt will probably be the starting two. Unless we see a switch to a back three, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility. I think he might be a bit part player to start.
Well, he's injured now. He got injured against Arsenal in pre-season, which is funny.
Him and Højlund.
Yeah.
But it's a statement of intent.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of a statement of intent from Ineos that we are changing the transfer strategy.
He was touted with Real Madrid and a lot of other top teams around Europe. And for Man United to go out there and beat these other teams to the signature, like you said, it's a statement of intent. Shows that Ineos are serious about what they want to do. I think their signing is going to be a lot more data driven now. I think this is either a stinker or an elite signing.
I like it because it's so different to what Man United have been doing. They've been so poor in the transfer market. The likes of Varane and Casemiro signing aging players for stupid money.
If this doesn't work out...
You resell him
and you're probably going to recoup 35, 40 million.
Exactly. I think it's such a good move. It kind of like reminds me of like a Saliba to Arsenal. You buy a young, promising defender. See how they flourish. If they don't flourish, you sell them on. If they do flourish, you've got
United
one of the best centre-backs in the world.
Over the last 5-10 years... they've brought in these aging players to try and fix their problems, be a temporary solution, bringing in Ronaldo, bringing in Ibrahimovic, bringing in Cavani, bringing in, I don't know, Falcao.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Casemiro.
Wout Weghorst.
I mean, bringing in these players who, yes, are very good players, but they're not for the future. They're not going to be
Odion Ighalo. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think this is like a the start of a new kind of era for Man United.
Did we put it up there, an elite signing?
I think it's an elite signing. Right, up next is their other signing, Bologna to Manchester United for £36.5 million, Joshua Zirkzee.
Exciting.
So he won Under-23 Player of the Year in Serie A. He scored 11 goals, 5 assists in the team with Calafiori. Bologna finished 5th, I think, got Champions League football under Thiago Motta.
It'll be interesting to see how many of these Bologna players that move on are actually good, or were just good because Motta being an elite coach.
Yeah.
Xerxes, though, he's a man who's been touted as the one to get fans off their seats.
I saw someone say he plays like Ronaldinho. I can't remember who said that, but someone said
that. Might be a stretch.
I was like, no, he doesn't.
I don't think there's any player in the world that plays to 10% of Ronaldinho.
I'll find that quote. That did happen. I heard that.
Was it you?
Yeah.
I think it's exciting. Man United needs something going forward. Lackluster in front of goal last season.
I think the good thing about this move is that he's not so big time that he'll completely displace Rasmus Højlund.
No.
And he's not so shit that he's not competition to Rasmus Højlund.
I mean,
he's good, like, in level with Rasmus Højlund level. So, like, if one of them's performing, you just play that one. If that one's dropped off his level, you get the other one in. They're not, like, they're good to give each other competition.
Yeah, I think he can also play pretty much anywhere along the front three.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see how he slots in. Højlund, very injury prone. Like you said, injured against Arsenal pre-season. Missed a lot of last season as well. He's very hot and cold. Obviously a very good player. I think this is exactly what they need. Just some competition up there. Because the only other option you have then is you bring Marcus Rashford in the middle.
And I hate that.
And I hate that as well. So for me, I think this is a solid signing.
I'm going to say average.
Are you?
I think so.
What was the price tag on that?
The price tag on that was £36.5 million.
I see. I don't think that's overpaying at all.
Should we go solid move then? I'll give you solid move. Right, up next. This could be our first stinker. We've got Elliot Anderson from Newcastle to Nottingham Forest for £35 million.
Stinker.
He's 21 years old. He's only played in the Prem 44 times. Most of those are as sub appearances. Is this some dodgy FFP thing going on?
I think there's a lot of this. Like clubs trading players, academy prospects.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, they get the full profit on that to write onto their books, which is better than, you know, them. If a player you sign in, that player's wages or their transfer costs is split over the years of their contract. So if you bring a player in for like 5 years at 100 million and you sell him 2 years in, you're only selling off 40 million of that.
Mm.
So you're getting pure profit from this. I think this is dodgy deals. I think this is a stinker.
I think £35 million for Elliot
Anderson.
That's
a lot of money for a club as well who have got some financial issues.
Yeah, I agree. Stinker. Nothing more to talk about that.
I mean, Xerxes...
£36.5 million. Yeah.
Elliot Anderson, mate.
Right, but Forrest did another move that I actually really like. I could even be tempted to put this in an elite transfer. They got Nikola Milenkovic from Fiorentina, Serbian centre-back. He's played 57 times for Serbia and 264 times for Fiorentina. I think he's a very underrated player. They signed him for 12 million.
Mate, that has got to be, that could be an elite signing.
I think that's an elite signing.
12 million is a figure that doesn't get thrown around in the Premier League ever.
He's in his prime. He's 27 years old. Played for Fiorentina. They got to Europa League final.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key players in their centre-back line. I think he's so good.
He played against England, Serbia?
Yeah, absolutely. Body Harry Kane.
Yeah, I think this could be... This is an elite signing.
Yeah, it's mad that they signed Elliot Anderson. Probably got the crowd absolutely rattled and then we're like, we have to follow it up with a decent move.
I think it's an elite signing.
I agree. Right, up next. Ben... We've got a triple Southampton here. First of all, Ben Brereton-Diaz from Villarreal for $7
million. I love it.
I think he's quality. Even his little cameo for Sheffield United in the Prem to the second half of last season was quite good.
He's exciting going forward. Yeah. He's really good. He's just a really solid player.
$7 million for a striker that in the Championship scored
about 50 million goals.
Yeah, a lot of goals. In his last two seasons in the Champs scored 38 goals.
Yeah, he's quality. He is quality and he can do it in the Prem. He just that like you said, that cameo for Sheffield United last season.
Yeah.
Showed, was it last season or season before?
What, for Sheffield United? Last season.
Last season. He's quality. I think he's a really good signing. $7 million as well.
$7 million, bargain.
Yeah, mate, get that Chilean up there, boy.
Elite transfer? I like it. Elite transfer.
I don't think that's not going to be the sign that keeps him in the league.
No. I do agree with that. Solid. Okay, we'll move him to solid. Sorry, Ben. Right. Up next, we've got Flynn Downes from West Ham.
Yeah, he was one that West Ham didn't really give too much of a
£18 million. He was an important part of their season last season.
He's so good at retaining the ball, which is going to be important for a side like Southampton coming up to the Premier League again. £18 million, I don't think it's overpaying.
No, I don't hate it.
I don't think it's underpaying either. It's probably right about where you expect it.
And I like not major squad overhaul. If you get promoted and you've got loan players in there, try, if you can, to get those loan players back. Because major squad overhaul, if you're a newly promoted side, often or not, you're getting absolutely turnover in the Prem.
I'm tempted to put some bang average, though. I think this is another sign-in where maybe they could have gone abroad and found someone who does what he does, but for cheaper or maybe better.
Yeah, but
it doesn't excite me.
It doesn't excite me either, but I think there is a lot to be said for maintaining the status quo if the status quo has got you promotion and is doing well.
I'm also aware that we put pretty much half the players in solid player. A solid signing.
Yeah, that is true. We can rejig at the end.
I think this might be a bang average signing.
All right, I'll give you
It doesn't improve them because he was there last season.
That's true.
But it was at the Championship. And they were in a team. They're already a team that were too good for the Championship.
There's a reason why West Ham let him go to the Championship.
Exactly. I think
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, this is another signing that I don't think is the one that keeps him in the league.
All right, up next, Taylor Harwood-Bellis, £20 million from Man City.
Very, very good player. Very, very good player.
Another player key in their Championship campaign.
I think £20 million is almost cheap for him.
He was touted as like the next gen of like British English centre backs that's going to like lead the line in the World Cup, probably, aren't they?
I think it's going straight into solid signing. This could maybe be elite. I don't think we can have that many elites, though.
No. We'll have a look at the end. But 46 appearances, 6 goals last season.
That's not bad. He's not a bad return.
For centre back, he is good.
Yeah. And he's going to be busy this season. So this will be the real test. But I think this is a really solid signing.
I agree. Right, we'll leave him there for now. Up next, 18 years old, Archie Gray from Leeds to Spurs for £30 million.
Really good player.
Special player, I think.
I think he's going to play in the midfield for Spurs.
I didn't realise he was only 18.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's been about for time. But he only made his senior competitive debut last season.
Yeah.
Played 52 times last season. Got young player of the season in the Championship.
Absolutely turned over by QPR played at the end of the season.
Played right back, played centre mid.
He's a really good player.
Very versatile.
Was so good last season.
Yeah.
It's mental that he didn't go up. And I think this is... It's fairly familiar because Spurs, like we said, when it got Sessegnon, when it got Spence, got Archie Gray, they do pick their gems from the like from the leagues below.
That's
Dele Alli back in the day.
Hmm.
I think this could be... solid...
I think the issue from the other ones that they signed is now they've got a manager and a kind of structure. It looks like they're going down the route of like building a young side. They got that Lucas Bergvall. They're signing young players around the pitch.
It is a really good signing.
Udogie Dragozan.
It's a really good signing. But is it a signing that's going to take them to compete for top four?
Yeah, probably not.
For me... I think it's a solid signing,
yeah,
but it might be bang average.
Ooh.
Does it?
Spurs fans, let us know in the comments down below.
Does it make them better than last season?
Where would he even play is my question. Right back, Pedro Porro was one of their best players last season.
I think he's going to play in the midfield.
Centre mid.
Next to Bissouma.
Yeah, does he get in over... Well, he probably does get in over the likes of Lo Celso. Does he get in over Bentancur? I don't know.
It's interesting. There's a lot of unknowns here. I think when they played...
I think undoubtedly he's a good player.
When they played QPR preseason, I think he played in midfield.
Mm.
So it'd be interesting to see how Ange utilises him. But for the minute, I don't think this necessarily takes him to the next level. You signed someone who made their debut in the Championship last season, hasn't played in the Prem.
Mm.
He's not going to be the one that elevates him. He could be, but on paper right now, I can't say that.
Right, and then finally, Max Kilman from Wolves to West Ham for £40 million.
I like Max Kilman a lot.
I think he's very underrated, but he's 27 now. 27 is his prime. He's played under Lopetegui before at Wolves. Lopetegui made him the Wolves captain. So it's kind of like, who do we talk about? Oh, like Glasner getting Kamada back, or
Maresca getting Keenan Drisby Hall.
Getting players that you know is important, I think, yeah. If you're a new manager at a club.
This is a signing West Ham fans would get behind. I think they're also interested in Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah,
which could be a very interesting signing as well.
Mm.
And these are the sort of signings that I think West Ham should be making. Yeah. I don't know whether 40 million is a lot, but he's an English player on the books, which is helpful.
English player in his prime, one of the most underrated, like non-Big Six teams. He's probably one of the best centre-backs in the league.
Yeah, I would agree. So for me, I think this improves West Ham. At the cost of 40 million, I think this is a solid signing.
Solid?
Yeah.
Okay, well, right, so that's all of them. We'll do some rejigging now. Right, we'll start with stinker and go up.
I reckon start down.
All right,
we move players down.
All right, okay. Elite transfers. We've got four. We've got Ricardo Calafiori.
Elite.
Emile Smith-Rowe to Fulham.
I think that's going to be elite.
That's
the dubious one.
Okay.
Stick your neck out on the line.
Lenny Yoro to Manchester United.
Yeah, that's elite.
And then Nikola Milenkovic to Nottingham Forest from Fiorentina.
That is elite because they've secured a player who's experienced in his prime.
And like
at a price.
He should be playing, like, I wouldn't even bat an eyelid if West Ham signed him.
Mate, if he was like playing for AC Milan,
yeah,
or playing for like Atletico Madrid, or Dortmund
player.
Or someone like that.
And for 12 million is a bargain.
Yeah.
Right. So moving none of those down?
I'm happy with those.
Okay, solid moves. We've got Ian Matson.
Dude, that's very solid.
We've got Mats Wiefer from Feyenoord to Brighton.
Just too many unknowns there for me. I think maybe he might be one that's bang average.
Okay. Kamada from Lazio on a free to Crystal Palace.
I think on a free, it's very hard to be bang average. Okay. Worked on the Glasner before. They needed a signing in that ilk.
Yeah.
They've gone and got him.
Illiman and Dye to Everton.
What they need. It's what they need. Lacklustre front of goal. He'll bring you goals and assists.
Ryan Sessegnon on a free from Spurs to Fulham.
See, I'm kind
of... You had him average there. I moved him up.
It is a free, so it's hard to argue against. But like, when was the last time he's actually like done anything?
All right, let's move him down just to balance the books. Omari Hutchinson back to Ipswich from Chelsea.
Like we said, it's important to retain the players you had on loan. Mm. I think 18 million is not even that big of a price tag. Maybe it's a little bit pushing it for a team that's just come up.
Yeah,
who's not been in the Prem for a very long time. But I think he was one of their key players last season. So for me, it's still solid.
Brereton Diaz to Southampton, 7 million.
Solid.
I think this could even go up, but we'll keep it in solid. Joshua Zirkzee, £37 million to Manchester United.
I like him.
Yeah.
You
had him in solid. I had this in bang average.
If you want to move him down, I won't fight it.
Let me think about it for a second. Yeah, he's going down. Right. Taylor Harwood-Bellis.
Solid.
20
Maybe
mil.
Maybe even elite.
Yeah, maybe. We'll leave him in solid. Archie Gray, solid.
I thought I said bag average.
Yeah, did I say solid?
Maybe.
Do you want to move him down?
I think maybe.
Ooh, okay. And Max Kilman, Wolves to West Ham.
Solid,
I agree.
Maybe a little bit pricey.
Maybe a smidge, but...
I think that's maybe actually... That's what he's worth.
Yeah, I agree.
What he's worth to Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amadou Onana, 50 million. We've got him in average.
Yeah, I think. I'm unsure.
Yeah. Thiago from Bruges to Brentford.
I think that's going to be average.
Yeah. Flynn Downs.
Yeah, happy with that.
And then the three we moved down. In no thanks, we've got Keenan Drewsbury Hall to Chelsea, £30 million.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for him. Because it's just not going to work out, is it?
No, I agree. And then stinker, we got Elliot Anderson for £35
million. That's a fucking howler.
That is a howler. Let us know if you'd move any of the people in our tier list. We'll be back again with a bigger transfer roundup when more transfers have happened.
It's been a fairly subdued
cagey
window.
Start, yeah.
I mean, the Euros took the limelight for most of the summer. I'm expecting it to ramp up. especially as the season kicks off. But yeah, if you guys did enjoy, remember to like, comment and subscribe. And make sure you click the notification bell, because as the season approaches, the content will be flying and you can stick around for the season and beyond, because the content will be here and it will be fantastic. If you guys do want to cop yourself a cheeky little football shirt for the upcoming season, check out Classic Football Shirts. Use our link in the description and use code BORDRAW10 at checkout to save yourself a nice little 10%. Anything else to add, mate?
Nah, the Prem's back soon. We're back, baby. Season 3 of BORDRAW.
And it's live.